Let's now turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 34. And we are going to begin expounding upon each commandment one by one. And today we're going to focus on the first commandment. So Lord's Day 34, which is found on page 40 in your books. And please respond to the questions. How are these commandments divided into two tables, the first of which teaches in four commandments what duties we owe to God, the second in six what duties we owe to our neighbors? What does God require in the first commandment? That on peril of my soul's salvation, I avoid and flee all idolatry, sorcery, enchantments, invocation of saints, or of other creatures, that I rightly acknowledge the only true God, trust in Him alone, with all humility and patience, expect all good from Him only, and love, fear, and honor Him with my whole heart, so as rather to renounce all creatures than to do the least thing against His will. What is idolatry? Idolatry is to conceive or have something else in which to place our trust instead of or beside the one true God who has revealed Himself in His Word. Congregation, as we begin going through each of the Ten Commandments, the Catechism clearly wants to explain how and why we must obey the Ten Commandments as Christians. This is not just for Old Testament Jews and Old Testament saints. This is for Christians. And Scripture tells us that apart from Christ, the law shouts at us and explains how we are in judgment, in need of a Savior. The law shouts to us that we are slaves to our sin, incapable of escaping God's judgment towards our evil thoughts, our evil words, and our deeds. But God, in light of our slavery to sin, sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to set us free. And that's where, on the cross, He fully satisfies the wrath of God for all of our sins with His own blood and life. The Father laid upon Him the iniquity of us all. This means that the Father treated Him as if He lived our lives. As a result, the Father crushed His own Son in our place. So in the death of Christ, our sin was on full display. But when Christ rose from the grave on the third day, He proved that He lived that perfect, obedient, righteous life. That is what Christ has done for sinners. He who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. When we place our faith in Christ, when we believe that our sin deserved to be punished, and when we place our trust that He died in and lived in our place, then we no longer belong to ourselves. We now belong to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. We belong to our Heavenly Father, whose favor and care shines upon us. And we belong to the Holy Spirit, who makes us heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto Him. But the question then is, how do we live unto Him? Last time the Catechism made it clear that we are not called to live as we please or depend on our good intentions because we belong to our Savior. We no longer see His commandments as dreadful. We no longer see His law as a burden. Psalm 119:97 says, "Oh, how I love Your law, my meditation. It is my meditation all the day." So in other words, because of the gospel, we are free to love and obey God's law because of what Christ has done. And although, yes, we still struggle to obey these commands with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it is the love of God that compels us to trust in Christ and put our sin to death. And so before even going into the first commandment, God reminds us that He is the one who has saved us out of bondage. For Israel, it was their bondage to Egypt. But in Christ, God saves us from our bondage to our sin and death. Because we belong to the only true God, we must say no to every other false god or idol. And idolatry is explained in the Catechism, saying it's not just having a statue in your home that you're bowing down to it every day. No, it's anything that comes in our hearts that we cling to for security, that we trust in, either instead of God or on the side of God. Well, I trust in God, but I also need my security to come from my finances. I need my security to come from my relationships. I need my security to also come from X, Y, or Z. Both of those things is idolatry. As one scholar puts it, idolatry is whatever the heart clings to for ultimate security. And by God's grace, we're able to recognize our idols and conform our hearts more and more to what the psalmist says. Whom have I in heaven besides you? There is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen.